A 2-year congressional investigation has identified troubling lapses in the country's organ transplant system. Blood types mismatched, diseased organs being used anyway, and organs lost or damaged before they can be used to save a life. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
For the last decade, Precious McCowan's life has revolved around organ transplants. She's a PhD student from Dallas who's already had 2 kidney transplants herself, and in the midst of her own health troubles, her 2-year-old son died.
They asked us about donating his organs, and we said yes.
Now McCowan may need a 3rd kidney, with her last one starting to fail. Fortunately, the number of kidney transplants increased last year by 16% under a new policy that prioritizes the sicker patients over those closer to a transplant center. The policy has improved equity a bit for Black patients like McCowan.
That is encouraging, but realistically, it's scary.
Because there are many still waiting on their first transplant, and roughly 5,000 patients a year die on the wait list. The persistent shortage prompted Congress to launch this investigation, and the findings have drawn high-powered calls for an overhaul.
The organ transplant system overall has become a dangerous mess.
Senator Elizabeth Warren joined the bipartisan tongue-lashing directed at the United Network for Organ Sharing this month. UNOS is the nonprofit that's run the transplant system as long as there's been one.
Right now, UNOS is 15 times more likely to lose or damage an organ in transit as an airline is to lose or damage your luggage. That is a pretty terrible record.
The congressional investigation places blame on antiquated technology. The UNO system goes down regularly, delaying matches when every hour counts. There's also no standard way to track an organ, even as companies like Amazon can locate any package anywhere, anytime. Barry Friedman directs the transplant center at Advent Health in Orlando.
I can't even get a kidney that's 20 miles away from my transplant center with UNOS thinking that it was in Miami when it was actually in Orlando, 20 miles away.
Technical glitches contribute to the high discard rate. Roughly 1 in 4 kidneys goes in the trash. And that number's actually gotten worse as organs are traveling farther to reach sicker patients. Dr. Jamie Locke directs the transplant program at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. In 2014, a kidney arrived frozen solid and unusable. In 2017, a package came smashed with tire marks on it. And in May of this year, 4 kidneys had to be tossed for avoidable errors.
All I know is that in 1 week, I received 4 kidneys, 2 from Tennessee, 1 from Florida, and 1 from Georgia, that couldn't be used.
UNOS CEO Brian Shepherd has already announced he's stepping down at the end of September. He defends the organization, pointing to the rising rate of transplants.
While there are things that we can improve, and we do every day, I do think that it's a strong organization that has served patients well.
Another independent government report recently found any blame should be equally shared with transplant centers and local organ procurement organizations. The 3 entities work together, but tend to turn into a triangular firing squad when people start asking why so many people still die waiting. It's all noise to Precious McCowan in Dallas, fretting over how to get a 3rd transplant.
Patients were like, hey, I feel like I'm about to die. I'm tired of suffering.
She says, I just need a kidney that works for me, and I need it now. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
This story was produced in partnership with Kaiser Health News and Nashville Public Radio.